Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord said that to me in a time of prayer one time. He said, you cannot be gracious to someone who feels they deserve it. We're not saved by anything we deserve. Sometimes you hear people say, well, I just don't understand. What did I ever do to deserve this? You know what the answer to that is? Plenty. Lots. If you and I got what we deserved, have we ever missed it? Yes. Have we ever sinned? Yes. And fallen short of the glory of God? And the wages of sin is death. If you and I got what we deserved, we'd be broke and sick, our short, miserable life, we'd die prematurely and go to hell. Let's don't talk about what we deserve. Let's talk about grace. Grace and mercy, how Jesus took what He didn't deserve, our sin and our punishment, and how that we got what we didn't deserve, blessing. Grace being used. Now the reason I'm camping and spending, I know this is not popular preaching, I know this. But the reason I'm camping on this and may spend some more time on this is because we live in a generation where people are not taught honor and they're not taught graciousness. Even little ones, they're not taught correctly because the parent's whole life revolves around that child. That's wrong. I said, that's wrong. You even hear people say, well, my baby's my whole life. Then Jesus is not. Did you hear me? He is our life. And the reason people say that is because that's the way it is. Well, my wife is my whole life. Then Jesus is not. My husband's my whole life. Then Jesus is not. And you're giving them a place in your heart that only God's supposed to have. And it's a problem. And you take little ones, that the whole family completely revolves around them. Every whimper, every whine, every whim. And if they go, yeah, then everything in the family stops. And they are accommodated. You're setting them up for failure. Because when they get to kindergarten, they think everything's supposed to revolve around them. When they get to elementary school, they think everybody's supposed to curtsy to them and give in to them. And they don't know how to submit and they don't know how to respect others. And the problem is, you got people that make it all the way into adulthood. And you got 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds that think that when they walk in the door, the music is supposed to stop and the carpet's supposed to be rolled out. And everything revolves around them. And it's amazing, you got people that come and they just assume, you ought to do this for me. Why? Well, you're just supposed to. Who are you? I don't know you. What have you done? And they look at you like you slapped them, like, I'm me. You're supposed to give me a place. I'm supposed to be your associate. I'm supposed to lead singing. I'm supposed to do this. So you are. God told me. Well, He hadn't talked to me though. And I talk to Him regularly. But there are a number of people, bless their hearts. I had a lady in healing school one time. She came up after the service and she was, you know, you could tell she was used to getting her way. And she came up with a list and she rolled it out, and I'm not joking with you, it almost reached the floor. This list, and she proceeded to tell me that this list was everything I'm supposed to do for her. I'm not making this up. Everything I'm supposed to do for her to make sure that she's completely healed and whole and free. I'm supposed to fast a certain amount of time. I'm supposed to spend X amount of time every day counseling with her, X amount of day praying for her, X amount of time. And she kept on going. And finally I said, whoa, whoa, wait, stop. Stop. Look here. Look at me. Now, I don't deal with everybody like this, but she needed a little jolt. And I said, I said, "Sister, I understood that you're coming here to get help from us, to be healed." She said, "Well, yeah, but this is what I know you." I said, "Hey, if you knew so much about it, you wouldn't be here asking us for help."
Amen. That's right.
Would you now?
That's right.
He said, well, I guess so. I said, "If you know how, then just go and take care of yourself."
Amen.
I said, "Now, I know how to help you, but you got to do what I tell you to do."
Amen.
"You going to do what I tell you to do?" She said, "Well, I said, you'll sit down and you'll be quiet and you'll listen.
Amen.
And you'll do what we tell you to do, or just get up and go somewhere else." Oh, she was mad. Oh, man. I'm thinking of other instances right now, too. Somebody else, a while back, you know, it's amazing. They said, "Well, now, Brother Keith, we want to come in and hook up. And, boy, you know, you're going to be our pastor." I said, "Okay, all right, great." And 3 or 4 weeks passed, and, you know, and that's something we needed to tell them. And I told them. And, Phyllis had to tell them some things. Oh, they didn't like it. They didn't accept it. Well, you know, if you don't respect people, then you can't receive. If you don't respect what somebody called a while back, they wanted a bunch of stuff. And I said, "You know, I think you ought to be in the meeting here when the Copelands come here." And I don't tell people that lightly. I don't tell people where I think you ought to be. I'm careful about it. I don't want to abuse my authority in the gospel. But I said, "I think you ought to be there. Can you come?" They said, "Well, yeah, I could, you know." I said, "Well, come on. Come be with us." They had gone through some rough times and some things. And I said, "The anointing will be there. And you want to be in a place where the environment is right for God to minister to you." I said, "Come be with us." And they wanted me to spend a day with them. Personally, one-on-one. Why? Now, see, people don't realize it, but that is presumptuous. And it is not honoring. Did you hear me? And a lot of people have grown up with a wrong concept of the whole ministry. I did when I was younger in ministry. I thought my job was just to do whatever anybody asked me to do. If they want me to come, I'm supposed to come. If they want me to do something, I'm supposed to do it. And I about worked myself silly, and I wore myself out, and wasn't ready for my services, just jumping when everybody said jump. And I finally realized, that's not true. A lot of times people don't even know what they need. Doing what they say is not going to even help them. And so I begin to realize I'm supposed to follow the Lord's direction in helping people. And if they don't respect me enough to listen and show some respect there, then they're not respecting God.
No.
And it's going to hinder me from helping them.
Amen.
Presuming. Everybody say presumption. He went on to say, when you're bidden, go and sit down, to verse 10, in the lowest room. And when he that bade you comes, he may say to you, friend, go up higher. Then shall you have worship, glory, honor, respect in the presence of them that sit at meat with you. For whoever exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. Read that out loud with me, please. Verse 11, read it out loud, please. For whosoever exalts himself, what will happen? He's going to be embarrassed. The person that puts themselves forward, tries to push themselves up. They believe it's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. They believe if you don't, he that tooteth not his own horn, it shall not be tooted. That is not a scripture. And that is not right. Well, if I just sit over there and be quiet, people will just run over me and they won't notice me and I won't get anything. You're not living by faith. Pray. Ask the Lord to do with you what He wants to do with you. And realize that if you're not getting noticed in a thing, it may be because you don't need to get noticed in a thing.
Amen.
Well, nobody even knew that I did that. Do they have to know? The Lord knows. Will He forget? No. If people don't notice it down here, you can count on this. You will still get rewarded for it later. The Lord knows. He keeps good books. He will never forget. He knows who really did what. Amen. A lot of things don't come out in this life. A lot of things you don't see and you won't see. But the Lord knows. And that's the most important thing, ought to be the most important thing to you. Go with me, in closing, to 2 Samuel 7. 2 Samuel 7. And let me read a passage to you that really ministers to me. Oh, it just, every time I read it, it makes tears come to my eyes. How, and it really reveals a lot of things about honor. Jesus said, let me just read some things to you while you're finding that. Jesus said, a man can receive nothing except it is given him from heaven. The psalmist said, lift not up your horn on high and speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion comes neither from the east, nor the west, nor from the south, but God is judge. He puts down one and sets up another. Where does our promotion come from? Real promotion. It comes from Him. Comes from the Lord. Does it come from you pushing yourself forward? Trying to be buddy-buddy. Trying to buy your way. You know, we've had cases where people brought offerings and we had to give them back. Because we could tell the heart wasn't right. They're wanting to buy something. They're wanting to buy influence. They're wanting to buy a place. And people say, well, you know, if I pay for some seats, does that mean I'll always have a front seat for all the meetings? No, it does not. Absolutely, it does not. We're not buying seats.
That's right.
We're paying for seats.
Amen.
So that anybody can sit in them.
Right.
Amen. Amen. No. Well, if I do this, you know, what if I come and paid that off? Would that mean if you say anything else, the answer is no.
Amen.
What do you mean? Ain't no buying here.
That's right.
No.
Amen.
It's giving. If you want anything in return for your service or your giving, it is not a gift. If you want, even if you require acknowledgement, if you want, if you can't be satisfied unless somebody has you stand up and tell you thank you, then you want something. You want acknowledgement. And in that case, it's not a gift anymore.
Amen.
You're trying to buy something.
Amen.
But the person whose heart is right, doesn't matter if anybody knows. They do it unto the Lord. And He knows. And their reward is being able to do it.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Being able to do it. Can you say amen?
Amen?
In 2 Samuel 7, we're talking about honor. It's not honorable to march into a deal and demand things and presume things. Give people a chance to honor you. Don't require anything. Don't ask for anything. Don't demand anything. And then if they say, yeah, well, we want you to do this, we want you to do that, yeah, please, come. Well, then you gave them the opening to honor you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thank you.